Thanks, Trevor. Thanks again for taking the time to spend the afternoon with us here in Crotonville. We're excited to update you on the energy business and the exciting initiatives and changes we've made over the last couple of years, and changes we're going to make, initiatives we're going to drive going forward. You'll hear from Steve Bowles, who runs our power and water business, Dan Heintzelman and his team on oil and gas, and then two very exciting areas, Jim Sushu, who runs our sales and marketing group, talking about expanding our customer base, which we see as the next frontier beyond localization and regionalization. And then Dan Janke with an exciting new P&L he's running. And then we'll wrap it up. Some news today. We announced $3 billion in new agreements, consistent with some of the big themes that you saw outside in the regional displays and some of the questions and dialogue we had. You know, we're operating in difficult places. We've been in these places for a long period of time, and we are winning relative to our competitors. You know, winning in Egypt right after the revolution, picking up the first floating LNG project with Shell, our testimony to the execution capability and the long-term presence of GE Energy in some of these growth markets. You know, we dispatched our top sales men to Russia last week to ink a deal for gas turbines. This is going to be a multi-billion dollar deal for GE. It positions us in the pole position in Russia. And if you think about the energy business and natural gas, you need to be in Russia. We had our Russian team here today, but, you know, we're building upon a great foundation there, and this deal is really a big accelerator. And also in some emerging markets, we announced a deal with the Ike Batista's business in Brazil. We've built out great capability. We have more than 10,000 employees now in Latin America. Mass Global continuing to build out our presence in Iraq, which is the next Saudi Arabia for us in the Middle East. And we continue to win in wind turbines with our 1.6-100. We won big in Brazil. We're winning big in the United States. We're winning around the world. We also swept the gas auction in Brazil. So this team has lots of momentum. If I think about the context of the environment we're operating in, it's a multi-speed world. We don't operate in one economy. We're an emerging markets business. We're a developed markets business. And we're in between as well. So mixed bag there. Some good news, bad news, but lots to work with. On commodities, if I think about the business today versus 3, 4, or 5 months ago, we were more concerned about inflation a few months ago than we are today. It's moderating. So we don't see inflation as a headwind in 2012. That's something Dan and I will talk about at the end. One of the greatest advantages of the energy business is we got terrific customers. Our technology makes them lots of money. They are financially strong. And we have many other customers in metals, in mining, in marine, who are energy intensive, that now that we think about the new acquisitions that we've made, we've got a great opportunity to replicate our oil and gas vertical success in 5 or 6 other spaces, and Jim Sushu's going to talk about that. I'd say if I can leave you with one point today, more than any, is we've been investing heavily in NPR, new product innovation, investing heavily in localization. We are well-positioned technically to win in the up cycles ahead. GE took advantage of the last two big cycles in the energy space, which was the gas turbine cycle, you know, in the 2002 type time frame, and the wind cycle. We are positioning for what's ahead, organically and inorganically, as the technical innovation leader. And on public policy, again, a mixed bag. I'd also say, in an environment where public policy is paralyzed, all roads lead to natural gas, and we are the natural gas technology company. So we are, I'd say, in general, a favorable external environment for the energy business. This business has changed a lot in a decade. We had a great business in 2001, but it was a narrow business. It was gas turbines, heavy duty and aero derivative. We were the number one player, and we ran that business well. 70% of our business came from these products sold to U.S. customers, and then it went away. In the meantime, we built the premier wind franchise, the premier gas reciprocating engine franchise. We've entered into the oil and gas business, subsea business, from nowhere. We've built out a great process solutions business that we're going to show you today. And we're a leader in smart grid. So we've retained our leadership position in gas turbines. We've globalized it. We've added these new businesses. And just over the last 12 months, we've fortified our position. We're even stronger in gas engines, now in compression. Flow technologies we see as a great synergy area for our gas infrastructure business and a lot of internal synergies. Electrification is a big trend, and Dan Jenke is going to take you through how that applies to the oil patch. And we continue to build upon our drilling and riser business. So a great franchise selling to customers we know well, utilities, oil and gas, with great upside selling to other industries. But our strategy is we're going to be the technological leader in every business we compete in. We've retained what we had in 2001 and have built upon that. The business is much more diverse. At the same time, we're building an emerging markets company. You saw some of that in the product displays. But it's not just a commercial force. It's bricks and mortars. We've built world-scale manufacturing and service facilities. We have a COE, a Center of Excellence in the Energy Business, that just builds new facilities. And we build them for scale. We want to have 1,000 employees, ultra low cost. So in China, in Vietnam, in Australia, in Saudi Arabia, two-thirds of our business is now outside the U.S., even more so will be in the future. The business has flip-flopped 180 degrees from where it was in 2001, 2002. So we're an emerging markets company, and these bricks and mortars are commercial investments. We curry favor from the local governments. In Vietnam, we make wind turbine generators in this facility. We're winning the wind turbine orders in Vietnam today at an early stage. In Saudi Arabia, we're going to employ 1,000 people in Dammam. Aramco's headquarters is in Dammam. So these are commercial investments, low cost, and give us tremendous speed and flexibility relative to our competitors. We pride our business on execution and a strong track record. What I'd like to draw your attention to is, if you look at the number of gas turbines in 2010 at 114, it's roughly the same order of magnitude as 1995. In the business, it's not a single business anymore. We've built out our installed base and the products we were strong in, and we've built out all these other businesses. So we still have the world's leading gas turbine franchise. Volume is lower than it was in 2002, so we view volume as an upside for the business. But look at all the other stuff we've added to the portfolio. This is a much more stable, much more diversified business. But if you look at 2010 in gas turbines only, it's 1995 in terms of volume. And we're making more than tenfold the operating profit. So we view the gas turbine volume as an upside going forward. All roads lead to gas. And we've invested ahead of the curve in our M&A strategy to build out that gas franchise in the broadest sense. I get a lot of questions on acquisitions. We haven't batted 1,000 on acquisitions in the energy business, but I'd say we've batted 700 over the last decade. We spent $11 billion of capital. We've grown the business double-digit, and we've generated a return about 20%, well in excess of our cost of capital. This is over 90 deals since 2001. So we've got most of them right. And the ones we didn't get right, we haven't let go of. We're still trying to work those and bring them to a better state. But the capability to integrate acquisitions, the DNA, the discipline is in this room. And what we're looking at on a go-forward basis is roughly the same amount of money, about $11 or $12 billion deployed in businesses that are high-tech. The growth rates here are kind of the next 3 years' growth rate assumptions that we have in our models. But with Dresser, it builds upon our gas franchise, very synergistic. In Wellstream and Well Support, positions us as the leader in subsea and also onshore equipment manufacturing and aftermarket services. So the next frontier that our customers in the oil and gas space want us in. And then Convertim and Lineage put us in a pole position in terms of electrification. for our portfolio. And Dan's going to take you through that in great detail. But we love the deal. They're tight spaces technologically, fast growth. Think about the product displays in the global regions. A lot of these businesses we bought from private equity, they were underinvested in terms of geographic expansion. They get instant scale. Our teams in Russia and Vietnam and the Middle East, we got acquisition leaders on the ground in all these emerging markets that are going to blow these businesses out in a global way. So we're going to make them work on the top line. We'll have good top, bottom line discipline as well, but we're going to invest in NPI, globalizing these businesses, and do with these acquisitions what we did with the previous 90 over the last decade. So basically run the same play going forward, selling to customers we know well, and have CEO access day one. That's something else these companies didn't have before GE showed up. We've been investing heavily in product line competitiveness, and our portfolio is in better shape today than it's been in any time in history. We've been setting world records in heavy-duty gas turbines, in aeroderivatives, in solar, in wind, and this is just over the last 4 or 5 months. So our investment in R&D, organic investment in the business, is paying off with the best products. So we're looking at level loading this on a go-forward basis. We think we got the right run rate here, but the investment in organic growth is paying off with great products. And we see the future as gas. So we were narrow 10 years ago just around turbines. Look what we've built out today. A very strong drilling and production business, the world's leading LNG franchise, and a growing process solution business that Brian Palmer is going to talk about that allows us to tap into the broader gas infrastructure and storage. Because this is not just a U.S. gas dynamic. It's China gas. It's Europe. We are the gas technology company. We call it fast blue in GE in terms of policy and where we think see things going over the next 20 to 25 years. But we want to have the pole position in gas, because we think there's going to be fewer government subsidies, so things are going to have to stand on their own 2 feet economically, and it leads to gas. So how do we stake out high-tech positions in a broader sense in the gas, on the gas playing field? Dan Heintzelman is going to take you through oil and gas in detail, so I'll be brief here. But basically, our strategy is simple. We make stuff. We make high-tech products. We want to be the premier manufacturer for oil and gas customers. They want aviation quality and reliability and dependability in the oil and gas space. We started there in turbo machinery. We built out a great LNG franchise, and now we're going to take it through the subsea and surface and shale gas. And process solutions is a business we haven't spent that much time with investors on, but I think you'll like what we see and what we've been building over the last few years with Brian Palmer at the helm. This is something that I'm really excited about. You know, if I think about leadership products, globalizing the business, the next upside in terms of growth with investors is there's other energy-intensive customers out there that we haven't spent a lot of time with in food and beverage, in unconventional fuels, places like the oil sands in Canada, petrochemical companies, big metals companies, mining, marine. And the acquisitions we did recently, Convertine being a great example, give us more scale, more stuff for our market basket. These customers are just like oil and gas, very capital intensive, value technology, and we have an open invitation at the highest levels with all of these customers to talk about how we can make them more profitable, more successful. So this is upside in terms of where we're going to take our business. Also on the upside side of the equation, Dan Janke's leading a business in energy management, which pulls together power electronics, conversion, automation, software. This is a space we've underwhelmed. This is one thing we didn't get right looking back 10 years ago. Now we're going to take a hard run at it. Big growth space. It's been a very good business for others. We now have critical mass. I think Dan's got probably the most exciting job on the energy team in terms of how he can grow this business going forward. So I'm going to turn it over to Steve and his team, but we're going to punch through the power and water, talk about the status of our portfolio, how we stack up relative to the competition, how we see the cycle in gas and wind. Then we'll go through oil and gas. Dan and Jim will talk about two new areas for us in terms of where we can grow from positions of relatively low share but great technology solutions for our customers, and then we'll wrap it up with the financials. So let me turn it over to Steve.
Great.